Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Oh, yeah. Can you repeat that, please?
And Black Reporter.
thank you. What's up, BLK? Not much. And with yourself, Madame Crushy?
I'm going swell. Welcome, folks, to Phone Fantasy Radio Live with La Crush Hearts and Black Reporter.
And never on tape.
Right. Well, it is on tape. We do record the show.
Well, I mean, but we never, the original broadcasts are never on tape.
Right. Well, you never know. One day we might not be able to make it.
Yeah.
I know, true. I'm just being difficult, right? I'm just being difficult. You had a purpose, so I'm just being
difficult. This is true.
Well, you're tuned in now to great music. And tonight's topic on Phone Fantasy Radio, you can call in at 805-830-8320. We also have the chat room open. So if you do not see a chat room, just press F5 and refresh or sign up and sign in to Blog Talk Radio. It's a free account. And once the number, that number again to call in is 805-830-8320. Okay, so for the last, I'd say about two or three, maybe four shows, we've been talking about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why not end the evening off, or the session about parenting off, by just talking about children versus the media.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. It always comes up in the conversation. Well, I was like, well, why not just go ahead and just make it a topic for tonight's show? I asked
exactly.
The question poll out there today. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, you can call in 805-830-8320. And what you thinking, Black Reporter?
Well, the situation is, and this has been going on for, so maybe, you know, I go as far to say as far as the past 30 years maybe, where there's been accusations of letting the TV babysit the kids. I mean, it's been alleged and everything else, and some households, mom, or, you know, or the parents, I'm not just putting on mom, but the parents supposedly do whatever they want to do and just let the TV pseudo babysit. And with now it's the computer or the phone, and with younger kids having more advanced phones these days, it's, you know, that brings in a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes you, right. It makes your mind wonder.
Definitely so. My concern is the question I was going to ask tonight, who should take responsibility? That's what we want to know. Who should take responsibility for the programming, for, you know, those that do leave their children out there to babysit the kids. I mean, it's such a broad issue, and it's such a controversial issue, because people feel like they have no control once their kid leaves the house. They have no control over what he says. How can we tell them don't watch it here, and then they go down the block to their friend's house. And those parents say, yeah, you can watch it here, you know. So that was the question I was asking tonight. What we're gonna do right now, we're gonna go into a new music set. We play that the best music, the hottest music from tomorrow.
She didn't call here, she called.
You're gonna stop being ghetto to be Black Report.
She didn't call here, she called you guys. Go on.
And on that note, Black Report is over. What we're gonna do is we're gonna go into a nice little song set, and we come back, we're gonna talk about it some more.
Young, some type of two jokes, and me 13 rappers, cut them all like I'm poster. Right up off the bat, I split the head up off the track. I drown the game with my flow, still I'm batting down the hat. Homies get the whole stack, these love the battle jet blue. Five hypers with the blue, I never follow with the group. Shell hollows when I shoot, like Agent Zero, what it do? Get it, superstar, kill the nigga, try me by the moon. Got a coin, yo, swag, my foot stuck on the gas. Ride big and rest, chainless, so the cops run my tag. Okay. I'm the CEO. I know my rims look sweet, but bitch, I don't sell soap. So I'm like Facebook. I better get my friends. Okay. My network connections bring a chicken back to my come place. On, then you know what's poppin', shit rockin' a camcorder. Yeah, I love me some meat, so introductions are in order. Yeah, I finally made it. My grind got me on. Know from my hustle and my swag on the song. Okay, yeah, I'm super lyric. Right, that's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house. Well, tonight's topic is the youth versus the media. Who do you feel should be responsible for what our children are exposed to,
in the media, whether it be by radio, video, or TV. Should it be the parent's responsibility, the media's responsibility, or everyone's responsibility?
It could be everyone's. It could be some whose personality, depending on the media. I know the media is always a programming so much things that the world doesn't like, but the media has learned for so many things, and it depends on how the person presents himself out there, and if the person presents himself out there as a good person, then the world will like it. But, you know, the media these days, sometimes people have to look over the media, because the media will be talking something, but they don't need to tell someone, you don't want to talk to them, but you don't need to tell them who should tell them, so you don't need to tell them information or something like that. So.
Okay, so you're saying sometimes the media plays things that just need to be played?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, and sometimes it's not possible to shelter your child from watching certain things that just need to be played, like what's going on in the government. And our government affects everybody, you know, and I know people or schools are going to use what's going on in the current events as part of their syllabus, so they will be exposed to what's going on as far as that is concerned.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yep.
Thank you very much
yep.
for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'm going to bring in the 347-775. Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. What's your name and where you're from?
What it is, it's your boy Stevie B, representing BK.
What up,
Stevie B? What's good, my people?
Nothing much. The last caller had brought up an interesting topic as far as there are just certain things that your kids will be exposed to.
Right.
And you know tonight's topic, CDB, is youth versus the media. And you having four kids yourself, right? Four now? You having four children yourself. You having four children yourself as a parent. Who should take responsibility for what our children are exposed to in the media, whether it be by radio, video, or anything?
Responsibility is going to fall on me, because there's certain things you want your kids exposed to, and certain things you ain't going to want your kids exposed to. See, the media holds responsibility, but it goes but so far. It is the media. It's a corporate company. Their main goal and job is to make money. They make money by any means necessary. Now, don't make it mean it's right. But that's what they do.
Exactly.
But me being a parent, I have to take that responsibility to let my kids be exposed to certain things and not allow my child to be exposed to inappropriate things. So, responsibility falls in both ways. Like, the media put us in the light, put young youth in the bad light. Which we need to come down and stop that, and protest on that, and we do some type of power to change the media view on us, but in another way we just have to have responsibility over our community and ourselves and how they do see us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then at the same time, we are the ones who are supposed to put the groundwork, but then once they get out of our sight. We cannot put a filter on what gets soaked into their mind. I don't know if you had heard what we were saying earlier, but I made a crack on Camp Fluffy about the fact that both Crush and I are Catholic school alumni. But by the same token, when you've got teenagers talking among themselves, with me, it was back in the 70s, and it was, just among ourselves, we were talking about everything sexual, anything sexual, and, when you go get this, that, and the other, and, oh, is he still a virgin, this, that, and the other? And these days, who knows what they're talking about? So, and not only that, now with, you see, back then it was just conversation. Now, kids got iPhones and computers and laptops and all types of ways in which they can, quote unquote, go exploring. And that,
right.
You know,
right.
And that's still part of the media also.
Yeah, you're just right about that. It's, you know, it's one thing, there's something to be sitting in the minds and everything. Because, you know, like we said last week, you can't watch your kids 24/7, but hopefully
exactly.
What you absorb in your kids and what you got, what you taught them, that at least it was carry on when something, when they're not around you, you know, they're trying to keep force them in them. Of course, it's going to be hard because we all went through it, in all of you, of peer pressure and being an outcast. But, you know, it's trying to teach kids that, you know, sometimes there ain't nothing wrong being an outcast. A lot of the great people in history were outcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, it's tough, but on the media versus the youth, it goes, it's a two-way street. But, you know, it just get downplayed at one side. And, you know, as us, like I said, as us being parents, we just gonna have to be the one to take that most responsibility. Like I said, the media have their responsibility, and they know they do wrong, but at the end of the day, all they worried about is the money. So,
okay. So
to our youth and kids, the media we ain't nothing but a dollar sign to them.
All right. So on that note, I'm glad you said that. On that note, I'm going to hit you with the 1-2. In the last couple of years, I say in the last about maybe 5 to 10 years, the media has actually tried their best to change the whole rating system. They've added the little V chips into your computers, to your TVs now, where you can, parental guidance, you can block off a certain program rating, like if it's R-rated, and from 3 to 5, if you don't want to watch an R-rated on your TV or whatever TV your kids watch, you can actually turn that off. So now, in the instance of that, then once again, you do have schools that implement current events inside their syllabus, because I know when I was growing up and I did social studies, we had to get the daily news, or we had to watch the local news and write about a story that we see. So, you know, on that note, you can't stop your child from doing their homework. Or you do better. You know. So on that note, you know, they are trying, you know, so this is, you know, it is about money, yes. Do they make money? Yes, they do. But, you know, there's only but so much they can do from their end. I mean, if not what they're doing is satisfactory, what are other solutions that they can do as far as trying to help parents with children and what they're doing? Right. Any suggestions?
Well, basically, my behalf, like, I have 4 small ones. And the 3 small ones, when it comes time to look at TV, I have 1 TV in the house that's programmed for them, mostly all children. So, I understand where you're coming from, too. I went to school with this, so we had to read the newspaper and everything. And at that point in time, you know, as a parent, when your kids got to read the paper or watch the, you know, the local news, it ain't hard for parents to sit down and do it with them, to help them, to get them to understand what they read and what's going on in the world, too. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with the kids be knowledge of what's going on of current events. But when you got media promoting all types of lewd acts and sexual acts, the kids that really can't comprehend that yet, don't know that yet, then that's, as a parent, we gotta really sit down and really explain to that kid, that's not what really goes on in the world. This is a media push for you that so you get the relationship with me going on, so kids won't be confused. Because a lot of problems too. A lot of parents don't sit down close to their kids, and for you not close to your kids, the kids are going to learn from somewhere, and when they're learning from somewhere out in the street, they're going to learn the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know that being a member of the media myself, we bear around a lot of responsibility, and a lot of times we do fall short on our job. I mean, whether it be in radio, whether it be on TV, whether it be in movies, whether it be on the internet, whatever, you know. But
my question, though, is I'm playing devil's advocate right now, is that we do have what we call the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Okay? With that freedom of speech, it's not necessarily, in my opinion, it's not necessarily the media's job at all to censor what it's saying, because you got the freedom of press and you got the freedom of speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now if they start censoring, they're hindering their freedom of writing, their freedom of press.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, we can say it's the media, 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 but the media does not control what you have on your TV. The media,
yeah.
The media doesn't control the programming. I mean, as far as these shows being made, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play what image was presented to them. They're going to offer you what's presented to them. You know what I'm saying?
Well. I was going to say, it's just like I always say, I may not like what you say, but I'll defend to my death your right to say it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right about that. People do have the freedom of speech, and people is allowed to say what they want to say, and you're right. It ain't always the media job. That's why I said, as a parent, you have a power. If you don't like what a person say, turn the channel.
Yeah.
You don't like
exactly.
The show. Turn the channel,
mm-hmm.
Turn the station, whatever, you have that power. But, you know, the freedom of speech, it goes for so far. Because with corporate media, they allow them to do whatever they want. And then when it comes to independent media that try to show some type of truth or current events, then you want to censor them. And then you don't want to give them a freedom of speech. So
that's a whole other topic.
Hold on, TVB.
There you go, TVB.
That's a whole other show.
I told you about that, TVB. Hold your tongue, sir. That's a whole other show right there. We talk about that later. Don't continue on, but I get what you're trying to say. I definitely get what you're trying to say. On that note, we're gonna bring in the 414-763. How you doing, Renee?
Hey, Renee.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much.
The love today.
Of course. You know, I am a
Gemini.
Oh, yeah. You know, had to let them Scorpios know. LaCroix.
What? All right, folks. We got Renee on the line out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A mother of two, right?
Mm-hmm.
A mother of two. You heard what Stevie B had to say.
Somewhat, because I kind of stepped away. But.
Oh, okay. So tonight's topic is the youth versus the media. And who do you think should take responsibility as far as exposure to what your children are watching from radio, video, and audio?
Of course, I think it's the parents, because it starts at home. If you know, of course you can only do so much, but if you do enough, that's one battle right there. Like with my children, because I have DirecTV, so the kids are watching TV in my daughter's room. But anything under TV 13, they can't watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So once when Adult Swim come on, they can't watch nothing on Cartoon Network. It immediately locks it up. And my kids, they watch videos. They watch videos, but it's like, you know what I'm saying, 106 in the park. And I still have to monitor, especially because I have a daughter. so I really, you know, monitor what she does. She's 9, so she's, you know, starting to get in that stage. And
okay.
We've been through the, I think I'm going to talk back, but I had to let her know who's top dog up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me. When you start paying some bills, then you can try to get sassy, and you still might not, ain't really going to be able to get too sassy, because I'm still going to be mom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put down a certain enough, you know, put it down enough, then, and these are my rules, and this is what I expect. Now, I'm not saying so much that it's the media, because when you're a child, and especially when you're the age that my children are, you have a say-so of what they can and can't watch. And like you said, now with these TV ratings, they've changed it, especially if you got, like, cable or something like that, they got parental locks.
Yeah.
Where you can lock same thing with the computer.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to say is, like, okay, the media is doing a job. You get what I'm saying? Like, in this day and age, okay, maybe 10 years ago, you could say, oh, I seen it on TV and it made me blah, 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 want to do it. You know, people use that excuse. It's the media, it's the media, it's the media. And I think they're just using it as that, an excuse, because the media is on point. Like, there's only so much I can do. I done gave you a chip. I done gave you the tools, I should say. I done gave you the tools to help you when you are not, because you're right, you can't be around your child 24/7. And you're right, once your child leaves that door, you don't know what they're exposed to. However, it's your job as a parent to know what your child is exposed to outside of your door. You're supposed to talk to, you don't just send, I don't know about y'all, but if I had children, I'm not just going to send my child down the way to the neighbor's house. I don't care how long I live in this building, but if I don't talk to the neighbor, if I don't know to the neighbor, no, you can't go play at that neighbor's house. They can come play here, but no, you can't go play there because you don't know what they're doing inside their house. You can't tell somebody what to do inside their house. You know, so, I mean, aren't those ways parents can, like, okay, if your kid cut school, if your kid is old enough to cut school, then they grown.
Right.
In so many words. You get what I'm saying? They grown. So you could treat them like a grown man or a grown woman supposed to. Punch them in their chest.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
There I go, right?
That's right.
But real talk, though, like, a couple years ago, like, my son, he'll be 14 next month. And he thought he was bad like that, too. But you couldn't pay him to try that shit now. Because I laid him out on the floor. And he right here, he'll tell you, I laid him out. I ain't got time to be playing with you. Because he my height. I'm 35. He's 13. I'm 5'6 and a half. He's my height. I ain't got time for it. And believe it or not, that's probably, I'd have had to yell at him. Before I was putting my hands on him, I had to put my hands on him like 3 years. So he was 10 then, and I laid him out on the floor. I ain't got time to be playing with no kids, because I'm a firm believer. Better ride for the child. Ain't no sparing the ride up in my house. But then again, that's just me.
All right, so I want to put everybody back on hold. Y'all need to get those backgrounds cleared. I'll put everybody back on hold, and we're going to go into the next music set that I have right here. You're tuning to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. We're talking about children versus the media. You can call in and join the conversation at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. And, join the conversation. We're having a good time, as always, on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. When we get back, we're going to get to some more callers, and we're going to talk to some more. You know, I love playing the devil's advocate.
This is DJ Mike Major, representing Bottom Music DJs. I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, Miss LaCrush Hart. Do your thing, baby girl.
Some like me, middle of the action. That's my passion. While I'm rapping to cover up my trapping, it really is truth behind the street traffic. Niggas ain't come up on Mickey D's pay. I throw up and tell Poppy, don't cut my yay. J Corner, how you think I got the name? When the costs go up, the retail change. Damn if I ain't pulling out a bag to change. Long as it add up, you can have them things. I'm catching corny beats like St. Patty's Day. Small time hustlers, get out of my way. You ain't need no brown, that was back in the day. Try to take over here and get clapped in the face. Your whole squad get it too, fuck the chase. I'm a winner, I win, that's what I do. You can be a sore loser, that's up to you. I'm not the next man, but trying to hustle. But come around here, I'm a flex the muscle. I'm a winner, I win, that's what I do.
Thank you. nobody else can. Stuck in a bedroom, I can't speak in a bedroom.
I holler to
my big girls everywhere,
cause
LB can, if
nobody knows. Alright, welcome back to Full Fancy Radio. This is Super Fucking Clerk, Mr. Crush Heart, on the air, in your ear, live, with my co-host, the Black Superstar.
On the way. I like how you gave props to the big girl.
Yeah. That's a international artist over in the UK. His name is LB, the Big Girl Lover, and he gave me his single a while ago. He was supposed to come onto the show, but it's hard for me to get him and on the show because he's on the international side right now. So it's kind of hard for us to get up here. So I just thought I'd just go ahead and play the song. Unfortunately, he couldn't introduce himself the way he wanted to, but I just, had to give tribute to my biggies. Al, shout out to the Super Fluffy.
Mm.
And before that, we played Jay Corner, the truth. And I just thought, shout out to DJ Mike Major for the drop. He shouted us out, so that's what's up. DJ Mike Major is from Bottom Music Radio. I can check him out Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 in the morning. Yes, I check out his show. It's like going to the club, for real, like he go ham at 9:30 in the morning on thematrixstudios.com. That's www.thematrixstudios.com. So shout out to bottommusicradio.com as well. Alright, so Black Reporter,
yes,
we've been talking and we've been chatting it up with our favorite people.
Now, the basic connection that I'm going to sit out here is that you've got to have a foundation as a parent with your kids. If you set a firm foundation, in other words, you let them know from when they're very young and as they're getting older, they'll know which way is the right way to go and which way is the wrong way to go. That's where I look at it, And once they get past a certain age, there's really nothing you can do with it. I pray that they follow what's true. Rush?
Uh-huh.
Do you agree?
Uh-huh. I definitely agree. That's where it all starts at. When they're young and you're doing, I'm not even supposed to be answering this question. I'm not a parent.
You're not what?
A parent. Why am I answering this question?
Okay.
It's
simple common sense.
Right. Well, I ain't got too much of that. All right, folks, don't take that seriously. We still got people on the line that want to join into the conversation and where they two cents in. We got the 201-342.
How you doing, Mr. Crush?
Hello.
Hello, Black Reporter.
What's up?
This is St. Germain from Hackensack.
What's up, Germain?
Hey.
Yeah, this is going back to your other question. I was miscommunication and stuff back and forth on the phone, but like you was talking about, you had something about a parent question last time. This is similar to the last question. What we missing is the parents is love and chastise. They missing love and chastise because my father, that's when you said about being a parent and a friend. My mama, she was always the parent. My mama didn't let a lot of stuff go through. I was always trying to be grown. But though, my dad, he let me hang around his friends. My mom didn't play that, listen to her phone calls, nothing like that. But my dad, he let me do it. I hung around him when he played poker. They smoked marijuana. I was right in the middle. I was a little kid, little boy, didn't know no better. But my dad said, you want to be grown, you got to act grown. But I knew when my dad was time. I knew when he was playing. I knew when he wasn't playing. He had a damn look. he had a certain look.
Dad had that look. you better watch yourself, boy.
I'm 36 right now. I won't even cuss. on the phone around my. I won't even lie on the phone to my dad or mom.
I know.
I'm 36 years old because I know what they do.
I'm 51, and my dad still puts the fear of God in me. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm 52, and he still puts the fear of God in me at certain times. So you know, you will always have that inner fear of your mom and dad. If not,
yeah.
You weren't raised the right way. You know, that's
exactly.
My feeling about it. If you don't, you know, you weren't raised the right way.
I don't say it's too much the media because, like, the other guy, I was listening to the other guy. The media want the money, but it's this music. That's why I'm trying to break out in this music. That's why I want to break out. I know my chance is going to come soon, but I like to sample these love songs because I'm trying to bring them back into the disco, into the love. That's what these young kids don't understand. They don't know music. I was raised off with the OJs, like the Beverly Mays, the old Chaka Khan and stuff. I was raised off that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard the old school rap and stuff like that, but before I got into that rap, I'm still into it, like Teddy Pendergrass. I'm into the music like that.
Classic song.
Love. That's what they missing. That's what these young kids are missing. These parents ain't sitting down showing love to these parents. They not one-on-one. And it's all these video games, TV. My mama made me read a book at least an hour a day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And now they look at you like, what's the book?
Yeah.
You know, go get your Kindle and read about 10 pages.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so when it comes to, and then, you know, another thing too, parents, I hate when I hear this, parents, just because you turn the TV off for 1 hour and you make your kid read a book, doesn't change nothing.
No.
I don't think it's not having the same impact as if you turn the TV off for 8 hours and let your kid read or find other activities to do. It doesn't hold the same impact. Now, if you say you do 4 hours, I agree with you, but those parents out there, like, I try to keep it for 1 whole hour. What, an hour? That's not doing nothing, you know? And he done fell asleep for that hour, so... Now, if
you know what?
You took it for a couple of days, and you took it to the library, or you took it to the library, or you did something with them, and did different activities with them, other than TV, then I can understand. You know, they did different programs, then I can understand you saying that. But I don't
know. Mr. Cut. But
yeah.
You know what? Me and my experience... I was not hard-headed. I listened, but I used to put it, like, my brain is like a computer. I used to put it in my hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I had a praying mom. That's another thing. A lot of people don't want to believe and don't want to believe. I had a praying mom. I came up hard. I'm blessed to be living. You talking to a man, 9mm to the head, 12-gauge pump, done been stabbed in the mouth, and throat almost cut everything. But I always believe. That's what two people forget. With Tupac Shakur said, I was baptized to the pup, to the streets. He mean his mom said, whatever you do, you keep God first in your heart.
That's right. That's a whole.
My dad always told me,
if
you don't listen to me, you will listen to the police officer. You will listen to the law.
That's a whole other topic. Religion in the home. I guess you know there's you have to find a happy medium. You definitely have to find a happy medium. All right, Saint Germain, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to bring in callers. I'm going to bring in my other callers. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you want to chime in, please do. 805-830-8320. The number again is 805-830-8320. Stevie B, I know you're still with me, Stevie B.
I still with you, love.
What you thinking, Stevie B? What's going on through your brain over there? Because I know something's going on.
Well,
I just feel it through the phone, the vibe from TV's brain, y'all. So I know something's
going
on.
Well, you got to do what you said, because in my household, there's days the TV don't come on at all.
Mm-hmm.
And my 6-year-old, my 5-year-old would sit down and read all day. Most of the time, they'd be reading to the 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's like, this is like the good weather season, the summertime. I go out and you do more activities that you can. So they don't always be exposed to any old thing. I also, too, got DirecTV, and that's why I say one channel in the house is programmed for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's programmed to the children's channel, I'll sit there and watch certain children's shows with them because not every children's show is kosher. You got certain things that secretly get slipped in there on the kids' show that you like, hey, I don't think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So it always goes down to the parents. It's always going to be our responsibility to do what we got to do and be the one to teach our kids and show our kids what's right and what's wrong. Even though, like you say, when they go out there, when they get old enough to a certain age that they feel they've grown and they could do this, you ain't always going to be there to be over their shoulder, but you just hope what you taught will stick with them and they won't back down to the peer pressure of you got to run with the crew or you're going to be an outcast. So that's basically the whole thing is. It's just you got to put that much taught and teaching them and loving them and be firm with them. But just pray that they actually will stick with it and keep it going. So, and they won't fall into, like I said, they won't fall into that peer pressure of they have to run with the crew. Because like they always say, it's easier to be a follower, it's hard to be a leader.
Ooh, who said that?
I'll
right.
be honest, I don't know who actually came up
right.
with that quote, but I heard
right.
it, and
but
it's
good.
You know, it's
it sounded,
true.
It sounded good. All right.
But it's true.
I'm not saying it's good. Renee, still Renee? Yeah, Renee ain't out with me. I wonder what's so far over there. Don't be laughing at me, Will. Don't be laughing at me, TVB. All right, folks, we're going to get into some more music. We're going to come back and we're going to change the whole topic.
I can't wait to have you back. You know the pleasure is mine. I'm so intrigued by your seven. It's so enticing, girl, I declare. The way you look when you smile. Put my mind in a place that feels correct. You are beauty, have its natural peace. My future, my queen, my destiny.
Cause
I can't believe my eyes. My heart is beating crazy like I think I'm hypnotized. She's the
the one, I can feel it, I can tell it. Sipping on a Cosmo, looking so angelic. I don't care about a current status, I'ma make a mind. Sure I'm the type of man to stand the test of time. Thinking to myself as I move toward the bar. She came with a clown, but she's leaving with a star. I knew it when she looked at me, I had it with hello. Gave her backstage passes to my next show. Since I met her, I ain't thought about it.
I'm infatuated.
Just a feeling, dog. Damn, I think I love her.
I'm infatuated. I'm infatuated. I'm infatuated.
Yo, we're going to turn the lights off in the booth for this one.
Yo, you know how sometimes you wake up, man, and you don't really want breakfast. You want what's laying next to you. Check it out.
My goal is to seduce your soul. Liquefy you with my words. Pour you like grits, then lick you from the bowl. And just to make sure I don't miss you, I'm going to take my time and sop you up with the biscuits. Now I know I can't make cakes like yours with Bisquick, so I'ma go slow and stir you up with this dick. This is over easy. It's easy like Sunday morning. I'ma serve you a warm plate of orgasms while your breath still stinks and you're still yawning. Breakfast in bed. I don't need a frying pan for this. The sun is beaming. A hot buttered solstice. I intoxicate you like mimosas. I rise with the speed of Pop-Tarts. Covet your breast like each nipple is covered in jam. The red light just came on. You Krispy Kreme, therefore I am. I don't climb on top of you. When I enter your space, I cinnamon roll. And then I place my chocolate crepe in a place the size of a donut hole. See those other guys, they've been Egg McMuffins. They're empty calories, baby girl. They're nothing. My meals are whole. I scatter, cover, and smother all your sensitive body parts. So many endorphins in your blood, it's like Starbucks for your heart. Sweeter than any cereal made by Post. Syrupy French piss, flavored like French toast. Crack your legs like eggs. Line your stomach and put your hips sunny side up. Now enjoy. As I scramble your brains and pancake my hips into your butt. Now excuse me for being rough, but all omelets need to be beat. And besides, when I subside, you'll be happy to be dripping cream of wheat. I'm an all-star special, so when I hit that grand slam, ain't no need to say thanks, man. My apologies to you for interrupting your snoring, but this the only way I know how to say good morning. You know how it is. Sometimes in the mornings, man, you got to get you a good one. She laying there, it's been marinating all night, she looking good. Breath don't smell too good, but she look good. So you got to get it in. That's the way it's got to be. The chemist, the juggernaut. Shout out to Esco. Let's go.
Ready for that right there. That was a juggernaut with Good Morning. Spoken word artist. I'm trying to get him on the show too. Before that, we heard last week's fantasy limelight artist, Larry Edwards, with My Infatuation. I don't know. What's y'all think about that? Anyway, going back to the line, I see we got a 347 number. Hi, 347-627. I think I know who that is. That's a pastor. Did that the pastor bless her? For her presence? 347-627? It was. Okay, it could be, but we have a technical problem. I can't hear her. Well, she's not good mine. Anyway, folks, you tune into Phone Fantasy Radio live with the Fresh Heart and the Fresh Heart with Black Month that depend on us. We've been talking about children versus the media. It's just been an awesome topic. Thank you to everybody that tuned in and chimed in on the topic. Renee from Milwaukee, BBB from Brooklyn, Jermaine from Hackensack, Innocent from Yonkers. We really do appreciate y'all showing y'all support, especially those that jumped into the chat room. Shout out to Brick holding it down, the pastor herself. Alright, folks, so tonight it's the top of the hour, the brand new time, you know, time frame. I want to remind everybody, first off, I would like to remind folks that are listening that September next month is what we call the Sister Soldier Salute. Right, the Sister Soldier Salute. Say that five times. What we're going to do is we're going to highlight talent women only. So all the music, everything is going to be paid by women for women. Because it is Women's Month, we decided to do a Sister Soldier Salute. The topics are going to be about women and for women. Everything is going to be women. So, you know, next month, dude, I don't know. Also, this Thursday is Ladies Night. This is Baby's Night. And the Baby's Night. I'm sorry, I had to break out a song. Anyway, Thursday coming is Ladies Night, hosted by me and Mrs. PG. Remember, for that first hour and a half, there will be no dudes. Y'all will be able to chime in a little later in the evening. We have a good topic popping up. Once again, that's this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, to 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And we're going to have fun, as always. We're going to act the fool, and we're going to get butt naked on camp. Anyway, that's another story. Anyway, we have CBB. CBB, you going to go for Ladies Night?
Oh, you know I'm going to come through for you, Ladies Night. I'm going to come through and show up the love.
You're
going to
come through and show some love? Yeah, but you can't come in until after
10 o'clock. That's okay. I'm going to come through and show love.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I think you definitely need the love.
All right. Just let you know. I want you to be like, why she not picking my calls? I want you to be like, why she not taking my calls?
I know, I understand. You know, y'all ladies gotta get the topic on, but I'm gonna come to love, like I said. Our sisters out there need love, especially in this society down there.
Right. So, maybe this will work now. Hold on, DVD. Maybe it works now. My computer's acting up. I don't know if it's Blog Talk or it's me. 347-627, are you here with us? Can you hear us now?
Hello?
Okay, there she goes. A loud brawling phone. What's going on, Pastor?
I hear a lot of static.
Like
a lot of feedback.
Nope, not on my end.
Okay, maybe it's my phone. How you doing, Crush?
We doing good. You holding that?
Is Black Reporter there? Tell my Black Reporter I said hello.
I'll tell him, but he's not here with us right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. My computer was acting up, too. I've been listening to, you know, bits and pieces
mm-hmm.
of what y'all been talking about the children and the media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that, you know, basically, I tried to vote, but I don't know, computer's acting up or what. But, basically, I think that it's everybody's responsibility. And I'm going to say it because it is. Because when you think about it, you know, the stuff that comes on TV today, unless you keep your child in a box, they're going to be exposed to it somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? Even if you send them to grandma's house. If grandma likes to watch The Simpsons on Sunday evening. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to get a chance to be exposed to this stuff. And now this stuff comes in so many cartoon forms. Like, you look at Sunday evening. Sunday evening ain't nothing but cartoons on Channel 5. You know? Mm-hmm. And it's at one point, that stuff used to come on, like The Simpsons, which really came from a old, you know, adult show, the Tracy Ullman show. That used to be like a little skit they used to play in between that show until it got so big and it got its own show. But that show used to come on like 10 o'clock at night when they used to show that little Simpsons skit. So now it's like they come on even earlier now. Now they start those shows at 7 o'clock. And the shows, the content is ridiculous on them shows. I mean, you'd be surprised. A lot of this stuff doesn't go over the kids' head anymore. You know, a lot of this stuff the kids are taking in. And, you know, I, you know, recall a couple of people I know, they let their kids watch this because it's colorful, and I guess they figure they can get rid of the kids for a couple of hours. So let them sit in front of The Simpsons and American Dad and what's that other show?
Family Guy.
That show is crazy.
The Cleveland Show.
You know what I'm saying?
That Family Guy show is wicked. That Family Guy show.
Yes, it
is. And American
Dad. You know, you got a sex addict who be hiding girls and stuff in his house. Quagmire. You got the other one who's a pedophile, always hitting on the little boy next door. You know, you got the mother, you know, used to be a porno queen. It's like so much stuff is in that show. And I'm like, how can kids watch this show? But, you know, kids know exactly what's in it. You know what I'm saying? You know, kids know. And I see this little 3-year-old kid running around talking about some giggity giggity. I'm like, what do he know about that? He watched that show? They think it's cute. It's not cute, you know? And it comes in so many forms now. You know, racy things. On my other show, we had a discussion about, there's this little girl, I know, Tom Cruise's daughter or something like that. She had a little bag of candy in her hand. And they were candy, you know, penises that her mother bought for her. And I'm like, what kind of mess is this where, you know, it's everywhere. So I think that, you know what, just like we can make noise when something come to happen that we don't like. When Michael Jackson, you know, God bless the dead, stood on top of cars, breaking up cars and stuff like that in a music video. Remember how everybody got so upset with him and that video was pulled and all this other stuff? We need to be more like that when it comes to our kids. You understand what I'm saying? And take this stuff and say, well, you know what? This stuff is not appropriate for our children to be watching. That stuff has no business coming on at 7 o'clock on a Sunday.
You
understand what I'm saying? It's too much now. You know?
But you know what?
I remember.
They also got bold enough, and they put it on right in the afternoon. Because if you remember the old skit show, Mad TV, used to come on Channel 5 late night?
Yeah.
And remember, they used to show their little cartoon skits between their skits. Now, Mad TV is on channel, on Cartoon Network, right in the middle of the afternoon. So all their cartoon skits is. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of shows. What they do is the media hide it, that they put it in cartoon form and they come racy. Even when you look at some of the new anime movies coming out, a lot of the content is not for kids.
Shrek was full of sexual innuendos. You know? Remember back in the day when we used to watch cartoons? Remember Saturday? All you used to do is sit in front of the TV from like 7 o'clock to noon. Nothing but cartoons.
Yeah.
And you look at what come on Saturday morning now, you got That's So Raven. You know, you got all these other kids shows. And it's like these are real kids with real problems and teenage sex and dealing with all these issues. I'm like, damn, remember Saturday morning? It was nothing but the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour. And it was Super Friends. And it was, you know what I'm saying, you know, cartoons like that. Kids don't even have cartoons anymore.
Oh, no, they took those out real quick. Yeah.
We speak to the form as the company of Disney. A lot of people think Disney had a squeaky clean history. A lot of old cartoons from Disney had racy forms.
Oh, my God, they still do.
They still do.
Disney
and that's
is
what I'm
still
saying. Racism. And now with the new thing with Disney is it's sex. Because with Hannah Montana and all these shows on the Disney Channel, it's a sexual-oriented thing, but they try to make it look pure.
Exactly.
But it's still sexual.
Exactly.
It's still sexy amongst the kids. That's why even when the kids, like I said, when my kids watch the any children's show, I have to sit and watch it with them because I know during the regular day hour on some of these times for the supposed to be for the kids that they show things that it have a very bad content towards them. It's adult content, and you're not gonna be like, no, you can't look at that.
I mean, even in the afternoon, on a weekday, remember on a weekday from like 3 to 7 or 3 to 6, used to be just for kids. You know, every prime time channel at that time had cartoons going. Whether it was Woody Woodpecker, the Disney Afternoon, the Power Rangers, the Disney Afternoon special.
Tailspin, Darkwing Duck.
You know, DuckTales. That's one thing of power about the internet, and DVDs, and you know some of the stuff is archived, so you can go ahead and download and make new DVDs for kids and My Little Ponies, and it's the stuff that you know that, you know, stuff out there that you know that's innocent.
In this society, we got a lot of nosiness, and we want to put our business out there. So what happened to that cartoon form we used to have when we came home from school? Got done away with talk shows, reality shows, court shows,
everything was reality.
Everybody's business just came out in the open when people used to keep that behind closed doors. Like, if we had business, we kept that in our household. We talked about it in this household. It wasn't supposed to be aired out in the public for entertainment. And that's the problem. We got everything airing out for entertainment. Like, I was talking to a friend earlier about reality shows. I can't stand them. I can't stand them at all. Especially reality shows that deal with our people as Black and Latinos. Because most of them shows will always put us in a bad light. Will always. Especially, like what's that other one? I can't really stand. The Bad Girl Club. Mostly the females that's Black and Latino that go on here with the Caucasian females always got to put themselves in a whorish role.
Look at this basketball wives. These Black women cut the blue pipe and stuff.
I don't watch that at all.
And then you know who looks at these shows? It's young girls and it's young teen girls. Young teen girls is watching Basketball Wives and the Bad Girl Club thinking, oh, that's cool. You go out in the club, get drunk and do whatever you want and whatever. It's entertainment. We let the show as entertainment drop to the lowest depth of the bowels. It's not entertainment
and
no more.
And you know, I got a TV, got all the channels. I barely watch it, but I really stopped watching MTV for the simple fact that they changed their whole format. And
they don't play music TV anymore.
It's not even music TV.
That's the name of your channel, but it's not music TV no more.
Now they have this 16 and pregnant and all these different shows. I don't know about you. But I find that disgusting. I find their programming disgusting. And maybe because I don't know, I don't have any children.
No.
And I feel like this is just more pure common sense. You keep throwing it in their face, they're going to think that it's something good rather than something.
But see, this is what it comes down. It's corporation. It's about ratings and money, because when Viacom took over MTV and Viacom took over BET and all these channels that's affiliated with them.
And you can't watch it. You can't watch the TV. You can't watch BET no more. There's nothing that can on BET that you want to watch.
Look at the corporation that took over it. You got a corporation like Viacom took over MTV, BET, and all that. And look what they promote. And then you think about Viacom with BET. What do a bunch of Caucasian chairmen know about Black entertainment? Nothing. Whatever they have an idea of us, and that's what they throw out there on BET.
Right, I miss Video Soul. I don't know about y'all, but I miss Video Soul.
Shows now,
horrible.
Right. Because I used to watch the USA, TNT, yep. I can understand them. I can understand them shows. All right. I think TNT got more quality programming than BET does. CBS got more quality programming than actual BET does. BET, they don't show as much videos with, they have one video show right now, which is 106 in Park. But other than that, what else
it's
do they show? I mean, they have the show The Game? That's not a hot show. I don't understand why they're
not.
I don't find that show hot.
You know, I said the same thing. What is anybody with The Game? That show was whack when it was on.
To me, it's more trifling than Tyler Perry. It's trifling.
I love Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry's just an ass.
I'm gonna say,
but that's
for like
adults.
That
that's for an adult though. We're talking about for children.
Yeah, that's more
adult. That's for an adult.
But you know what? Back to children. I think that children. These, you know, even the shows that are supposed to be for children, what are they teaching the children? Teaching them how to talk back to their parents, be disrespectful. You understand what I'm saying? Talk, you know, because you see these kids, they think it's cute because they put a little laugh track under it when the kid talks back. When the mother says, go to your room. Oh, boy, I got to go to my room again. Oh, everyone laughs. That's not funny. Because if you did that in my house, you got smacked in the mouth. Okay, there wasn't no questions and discussions and all that other shit going on. There was no discussion. When you said I had to do something, you had to do it. It wasn't no discussion. Let's sit down and discuss. Oh, hell no. And I think that now these kids, this is why kids are calling BCW and ACS on their parents. This is why these kids seem to think that they're holding all the cards, okay, that if they don't go to school, oh, well, what they going to do? They're going to lock my mother up. They're going to lock me up. You understand what I'm saying? These kids have got empowered. That ain't a taught these kids. These kids are running around a buck,
right,
thinking that
they
can do whatever and say whatever.
You get in trouble, yeah? If you don't go to school,
you're
going to
be in trouble.
My mom used to tell me, go ahead, call BCW. I will be where BCW at.
Exactly.
Because,
I'm going to take you with them.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of caseworkers, I see it too. A lot of these caseworkers work for ACS. We tell these kids, oh, you know, if your mother or father say anything to you or think about they touch you, just call us. We coming. So you gave these kids a safety net to just act wild.
They
be the way they want to be.
Because they feel now they got the law on their side. But I'm like, they come, you call them, they coming to take you out of here. Because they better not leave me alone with you. Once they go, that's it. You know? These kids, parents are terrified of their kids. Where I work at, they calling me, oh, I don't know what to do with my 13-year-old. I'm scared to be in the house with them. I was like, you better kick their ass. What you mean you scared to be in the house with them? There's no such thing. Not here. You know? And I think that these kids, like I said, they've been empowered. They've been taught. And, you know, the school, okay, are partially to blame because they tell them, well, sometimes these parents, these damn social workers, okay, like I had this problem with my son. These little white ass gonna save the world social workers and people come to these black inner city schools and just look for anything. Okay, are you sure? Are you all right? Are you scared to go home? You understand what I'm saying? And talk to these kids and make it seem like, you know, there's trouble where there is no trouble. Now, mind you, I know you got a lot of messed up parents out here, okay? But sometimes, span a rod and spoil the child, okay? That's how I was taught, okay? I did something in school, I got my behind beat. Back in the days, if you knew, if your mother came up to that school and with a switch in her hand, you would get your behind beat at that school. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you come in there with that type of intention, they ready to carry you out of handcuffs. And I think that a lot of power has been taken away from parents. You know what I'm saying? Parents are now more responsible. If the child don't go to school, parents will go before a judge and end up going before court, going to be thrown in jail. You know, these kids eat all these damn Chinese food, chicken wings and shit with hormones and steroids in it. Kids are big as us now. You see them cross getting on the bus, they just about big as us. They got bus passes. Going to school. I'm like, damn. You know, I think it's gone crazy. And I think that if we don't take the reins from this runaway damn wagon right now, which are these kids are supposed to be our future. These are people who are supposed to take care of me when I get old and gray. This is the future? You gotta be kidding me. I'm terrified. Terrified. You know, I think that things have changed.
Another
you know, you ever get those...
There's a lot of kids, a lot of kids raising kids too.
Exactly.
I would love to know how their household is run. With these 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 13-year-olds having these babies, how is their household running? Because you know, at 14, it's against the law for you to kick your child out if they come up pregnant, and you can't force them to have an abortion. It has to be a.
Is it crazy?
You just stuck. So I just want to know how those households do. I would love to be. That's what you need a reality show on. Give me insight into because it's 16 and pregnant and it's falsifying everything. It's glorifying.
These people need a real reality show.
Right.
I don't think they're ready for that crush. They ready to go into these projects and these apartments where you got five and six people living in one apartment. You're talking about these rural, suburban
households. That's what 16 and pregnant is at, suburban.
Exactly.
Suburban
with a child run up a flight
and
of
this
steps.
Is nothing new. That's why it's so acceptable. This is what people fail to realize. It's nothing new in suburban America. It's nothing new down south. And down south, you can be 17 years old and you have five kids. It's nothing new for them.
That's not new.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing new. The cost of living is different. Now come to New York, where the cost of living is high up and out your ass. Trying to find. You can't work at Taco Bell and have no fucking apartment. Not in no New York City. Not in New York City. You can barely buy a pair of sneakers with a paycheck from Taco Bell.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can't have no car. You can't have none of that. Mm-hmm. Not in New York City, you can't. They're giving them the life of luxury. They're showing them false pretenses with the life of luxury. Oh, if you live in West Bubble Fuck, Louisiana, then you're going to be known.
Mm-hmm.
No.
First of all, if you got a case in New York, you ain't getting to having no damn car. Because ain't no way you're going to have a welfare case and got a car. They ain't having that. Mm-hmm. Even if you're getting food stamps. Okay, whatever you get, whatever you got, like, okay, well, what do you got? You want food stamps? You want money? What you got? You got a car? No, you can't have no car on welfare. Okay? Mm-hmm. They are cracking down. You can't even get an apartment in here. Most of these girls can't even live in public housing. Why? Because their baby daddy got tried or whatever for a felony or something like that. And in New York State, you can't live in public housing if your baby daddy has a record. Okay.
If your baby's daddy got arrested, especially if they caught their case on New York City housing, why are you not getting into the New York City housing? See, I look at New York as a reality check, because like she said, would you go to certain states, southern states? These kids can work at McDonald's, Taco Bell, have a car, have an apartment,
and they
chilling. Yeah, because they section their housing, and they projects is not projects. They actually housing. They're chilling. Yeah. You know, I tell them, when you come to New York, it's going to be a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a reality check. Because
I'm talking about girls that get messed up. These girls, let's just say it was a hit and run, a one-night stand. Okay, and I ain't never seen dude again. I still, my chances of ever getting in public housing, which is the only subsidized, basically, go according to your income housing, you can't get in there just for the connection because there's a chance that that child's father might want to come visit and he can't set foot on housing grounds. Now, most of these girls ain't never seen the baby father again and they're messed up. You see what I'm saying? The stigma travels with them everywhere they go.
Not to cut you up, but a lot of these girls made it bad on themselves when they did this. A lot of these girls got with these guys and made a plan that they was going to go on the shelter system and lie and say they went under domestic violence. And you know, back then, you were on the domestic violence, they fast-tracked you. They fast-tracked you in Section 8. They fast-tracked you into housing.
We closed
the Section 8 up for right now for a lot of people that really do need Section 8 is. Section 8 found out a lot of these girls lied about the domestic violence. Once they moved in their apartment, the guy that so-called had the domestic violence again moved in.
With them.
Yeah. So Section 8 seen that, snatched, Section 8 closed their book, snatched all them vouchers back, and they waiting to recoup all their money back from all them girls that lied and said, oh, my baby daddy didn't mess around with me, just to get the shelter system to fast-track themselves to an apartment. Now, it's out of apartment, can't never get in a Section 8 again, can't get back in, can't get New York City housing again, just off the simple fact you lie, and then you move the nigga right in with you. But this goes to the same cat that supposed to have domestic violence against you. When you have real women really going through a domestic violence situation, really need that help, and now they can't get that help, and they stuck in a shelter system that can't help them. And then with the budget cuts of this city, they cut away the child advantage and the work advantage program they were giving the people in the shelter to get apartments. They just cut that off. So now these people that
you
have
apartments. You know why? Because a lot of people took advantage of the work advantage program. A lot of these women took advantage. That whole year, for a whole year, work advantage would pay your rent. You wouldn't have to come out of pocket with nothing. These women were supposed to be saving that year. The next year, you got to come up with rent. Okay? They get all, and not even the whole rent, like a portion of the rent. They ain't have
right.
I said, what were you doing all year long? You wasn't saving the rent?
Decorating and trying to get their crib looking fly as they can fly, be the flyest one on the block, trying to keep up with the Joneses. That's what they were doing. They were keeping up with the Joneses. They get the big flat screen with this because they took advantage, because like you said, they took advantage of them paying for the apartment for the whole year.
Well, I think back to the children, I think the children are going to suffer because now they talk about cutting the food pantries, okay? The daycare is getting cut, which means these kids ain't going to have nowhere to go. They done cut after-school programs. People, they going around stealing phones and stuff like that, snatching phones, because these kids don't have no summer jobs. They just out here on the street. They just out here, and they desperate. And there's nothing for them.
You see, a lot of that cut is from what just happened today. The Republicans got their way with that debt ceiling bill, and what they wanted was to cut these programs, but make sure the 10% wealthy don't get taxed. And for all these months, and we're going out, and Obama's storming out to meet and talking about call my bluff, he's still caving into them like he did before. So coming to the point of me, I look at Obama, as my point of view, I look at Obama as a puppet president. Because every time he says something, it's just words, and he's always going to cave in to the Republicans in the corporate way. Because that's what the whole debt ceiling thing was. And now, the Republicans got their way, the Tea Party movement got their way. They don't get no new taxes on the 10% wealthy, no new, the corporate loopholes still play. They get to cut Social Security, Medicaid, they get to cut education, they get to cut the help like food stamps, any public assistance, and they get then this issue gets brought back up in 2013. So
well, let me tell you something.
That?
This country can't handle another depression. I'm telling you right now, people are already angry. They out in the street, everybody walking around with a frown on their face, they mad. I'm telling you, if it comes to that and people get desperate, then it's going to get taken to the streets and it's going to get even worse out here. Because people are not having being broken, not having no more, especially when they used to having. Okay?
You can't tell somebody I got blue now, I'm sorry. It is another depression. This is actually happening. This is another depression. But see, what I'm saying is I'm talking soup lines and people actually outside order soup lines. I know they out there now, but I'm talking about block lines, block laws. But we're not talking about soup. It's not called soup line no more. It's called a pantry line. The pantry line is around the corner. The food bank
Let me
is
tell
right
you right now. If it gets to the point where it gets to that point that I ain't got nothing to eat, I'm gonna go bash the Tea Party in the head, and my ass is gonna eat. I'm telling you right now.
Because I'm saying, straight up, the pantry line is getting longer. The New York City food bank is running out of food because the lines of the co-op stairs get longer. People that have been having good jobs for years that can't afford the food shop because when you go to the supermarket every month, the price of food goes up. A gallon of food is almost $5. So you have people on these pantry lines. We're not calling it the soup line no more, but they the pantry lines. And it's getting longer. It's getting all racist. It's getting ridiculous. We end the new depression. But who's making the money? The corporate banks. Corporate. The 10% wealthy that don't want to pay their taxes is not going to pay their taxes, and they fear share. It's all chilly and lovely-dovey and moving to other countries.
Yeah, okay. Like I said, I get desperate by any means necessary. I'm going up here. I'm gonna perform me a home invasion. I'm gonna get somebody.
But look who they put the burden on. If they do want a new tax, and they actually said it out their mouth. If they do want to raise taxes, they want to raise taxes on the so-called working class and the so-called low income. How much more taxes do we have to keep taking? How much more do we
can't take
keep
anymore?
We can't take no more, and it's going to the point we're not going to take it no more.
Nope, I know I'm not.
It's going to be a point that, come on, you see economically and social class, they're moving us out of our neighborhoods. These upper class white folks moving to our neighborhoods because the rent is cheaper for them, but raising the rent up for us and pushing us out to, they don't care as long as we get pushed out. Because why? They don't want to live in Sussex County and Nassau County no more, paying the high property taxes and this and that.
Yeah, because they found out there's cancer out there on that island, okay? Everybody was coming down with cancer, so they running back off that island, okay? Everybody was terrified of Manhattan, where Bin Laden came and all them terrorist attacks, so everybody decided to get the hell off them. You know, basically, when them towers went down, the safest place was Harlem. On that whole island, everybody went up towards Harlem.
Yeah.
Okay, Harlem, everything was all good. All right, so basically now they integrating into Harlem. They coming to Bed-Stuy. They coming over here to Fort Greene. They done sat there. Now you got these little upper through Bed-Stuy over there on Fort Greene. I saw these little sidewalk cafes. I said, oh, see, now we getting shishi foo-foo around here. Before you used to have to duck when you go over there on Fort Greene and Lafayette.
Yeah. Now they got bold and they decided we're going to go into Brownville. We're going to go into East New York. They're coming up from Canarsie side. So we're going to come up in there. Now you know the old saying, once you see a Starbucks, here come the white folks.
That's it, exactly. Uh-huh. You know, when I saw that cafe, I said, oh, shit, white folks are coming. I said, because, see, they had all these little umbrella tables sitting out over there on Eastern Parkway and, I think, Nostrand. They got a Dunkin' Donuts with damn tables outside. And where the hell you see a Dunkin' Donuts with tables and chairs outside? I said, oh, hell no, look at this. They got all this.
I live on the J
Line.
I live past.
Yes,
I live
ma'am.
Past the junction. I live on the J Line on Norwood. When I start seeing white boys getting off at Myrtle, usually I see them get off Myrtle to the M train, take them up to Queens. But when I start seeing them getting off at Costco and Gate, they getting off at the junction. I know they get closer because I'm at Norwood and they start to get off at Alabama and Van Sicklin. You're coming.
Yeah. You see?
You're coming to push us out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm over here on the 2 line, okay? When they go past Nostrand Avenue, and when they go past Nostrand, I'm like, wait, hold up, where you going? Because usually they're going to get off at Kingston. If they pass, I'm like, wait a minute, what else? They got Kingston, okay? Where the hell they going, to Utica? Now, you know Utica and Eastern Parkway ain't nothing but West Indians. They going further down, they going into the east, they going into Brownsville over there on Livonia. And I was like, yo, hold up, they ain't scared either. They not scared.
I lived in Brownsville all my life. I'm born and rich. And you wouldn't catch no white boy on the Livonia Avenue.
Oh, hell no.
I'm
not Livonia. And Rockaway?
Y'all wildin'. How do we get the white folks in the hood? From the media.
White folks are controlling these kids.
I started seeing it. When she started moving uptown to Harlem, and I rode that 2 and 3 train, I used to know they got off at 96th Street. That was it. When I started seeing them ride past 96th and I couldn't get a seat no more, then we knew they was coming to push everybody out. And they was buying up everything they could buy.
Hell, when they came past Atlantic, I started looking at them. I'm like, where the hell are they going? Bergen Street.
Yeah.
Then they came further down to Eastern Parkway. Then they came further down to Franklin Avenue. I said, oh, shit, they're coming closer and closer.
And you know when they have
all
these vacant lots, all that goes up is these one-bedroom condo apartments where they're charging about $600,000 in rent. Like,
and when did you come take pictures of your house? You be outside trying to have a barbecue and shit. They come up and take a picture of your house.
Yeah.
Yo, we're wearing so many Jews out of there with rocks and sticks. We're like, get the fuck out of here. Because they'll come right there and take a picture of your house. And look at that shit. Then they see, you know, they sticking notes to your door. They want to buy the damn property. These Hasidims. And they nasty, too. They are some nasty. When I say nasty, I mean they ain't got no respect for black women. They come up to you, especially the ones with the little curls on the side. They real nasty. Now, first, you know what I'm talking about. They love black women.
I know what
you're
talking about.
They love
that goes into another deep topic, you know what I'm saying? You know, you call them a Jew.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
This is a whole other show right here, Black Reporter.
Me and the clutch had a conversation about that. I told her that most people know him as a so-called Jew. They not a Jew. They're imposters. These are the people that forgot history, our language, our culture. Why do you think they have curls on the side of their head? Why do you think they have curls on the side of their head? They trying to lock their damn hair. They can't. But these people, yeah, they nasty towards us. They nasty towards us. These people are nasty towards us because they know who we really are. They really know they took our identity, our culture, and our history. And they figure that they could do whatever they want. They figure they have more control, which they do have. In this society, they do have their control. They got their control over media. They got their control over government.
Because of community, that's what it is. At the end of the day, y'all gotta realize one thing about them Jews: they don't fuck with nobody else but them Jews. That's like I said, it's a whole other topic. But the one thing that they have on top of everybody, is community. That's one thing that we don't have, and that's one thing that
they don't
have.
Because they all come together. You saw when that boy got killed? There were so many of them. I was like, damn, it looked like fucking Penguin Convention. It was too many of them.
So you got to understand. You got to understand that goes down to scriptures, because Christ gave us that prophecy and that forewarning right in your Bible. He said we was going to go through these curses, because that's why I see one. I was like, how are you a Jew when Christ said we're going through all these curses? And where y'all going through curses at when y'all control and own property and own land? Y'all even have a military that defends y'all. Christ said we won't have a military. We won't have land. We will go through curses. We will live in a stranger land and get caught by bywords, which we do. We get caught so-called African-American or Hispanic. We won't get caught by our right name or who we really are. So when it comes down to the point they have a community over us because they know we're going through a certain situation. But the catch is they know their time will come to an end. They felt that power and that wrath from us back in the 90s when we had the Crown Heights riot.
All right, Stevie B. Shh, no more for Stevie B. Stevie B always opens up a new can. I don't know why I let Stevie B and the pastor talk to each other. I don't know why I did that.
Looks like we got another pastor. Looks like we got another pastor in the house.
I don't know why I let them sleep then. Why did I let them sleep go back and forth with it? I was like, I already know how me and Stevie B be on the phone for hours. I'll let y'all take up my whole show. Listen, my sister is on the clock, 805-830-8320. I can't even tell you what the topic of the show is no more.
We do everything, right?
Good evening, Pastor Brick.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I'm okay.
Excellent.
Yes, what's up?
But.
All right, so Black Reporter, you missed the show. You're going to have to check out the archive because they was going in it.
I had some personal matters I had to attend to.
We went to reminiscing about old cartoons to the Jews. I don't know how that happened. One minute we talked about my ponies, and then the next minute it was something totally different.
Before y'all leave old cartoons real quick, do you know that there's a new version of Looney Tunes on?
It's a new version of the Looney Tunes, and it's a new version of the Thundercats.
It's a new version of Looney Tunes.
It's a new Scooby-Doo with the girls engaged with the guy. I was like, what the hell?
They made a new version of the Thundercats.
I haven't seen it.
It's on Cartoon Network, and it's on every night at like 7 at 8.
as always, Cartoon Network, they're getting on my nerves. I'm about to email them. I'm about to petition Cartoon Network. If y'all don't put if y'all don't put my cartoon back on Boomerang or something, y'all got that Boomerang channel. If y'all don't put my cartoon on that channel, I'm gonna have a fight. For real. And I hate the fact that Cartoon Network used to be Cartoon 24/7, right? That's how they started Cartoon 24/7.
Now I'm seeing humans on there.
Exactly. Now Wednesday.
Oh, what a cartoon!
The question I want to ask is how many people wait for Boondocks to come back?
They're not coming back.
First of all, they gave that boy a lot of hell. The networks and all, a lot of white people gave him hell. So when he did the third season,
he told the truth about BET.
We did the Tyler Perry episode with Tyler Perry. And mind you, Tyler Perry was so fed up and mad. If you go to CartoonNetwork.com, Adele Swim, he even got them to pull that episode out that lineup where you could watch it online. They gave that boy so much hell, he said this is going to be his third and final season, so he's going to go all out. And that's why he went all out like he did.
Yep. That's what was funny.
But that was some truth right there. One thing they should have did, they shouldn't have put it on fucking Cartoon Network to begin with. That's what pissed me off about from the beginning. I didn't watch it in the beginning because it was on Cartoon Network. Now, that's something you could have put on HBO or Showtime or something like that. That kind of show was for. Y'all sit up here, and the same thing with these Family Guy and American Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not children-oriented cartoons. Those are made for adults. I wish we would stop people there and saying, okay, because they animated, everything animated is not for children.
Hey, they cut limbs off and all this other stuff.
They
shouldn't even have Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. I feel like they should put that on, either make a whole new channel and throw all them, or make a whole new network and throw all those shows on that one channel. The Family Guys, the Adult Spins, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Chicken, all those shows right there. They should throw we can't hear you, baby.
I think the Home Before Show just don't make no sense to me.
That chicken robot, the
robot chicken.
I got it all back. Moral Oracle, that show.
Oh, you know what? That shit actually used to be funny. Moral Oral.
Entertaining. Moral Oral. It's entertaining.
That was like blasphemous.
That was really blasphemous.
That was an old
video. That was for Adult Network. Yeah, that wasn't for Cartoon Network, though. Adult Swim, how they have MTV2. It's like how they have MTV2. They should have that for Adult Swim.
Well, it's like, how do you have MTV with no video?
They got it.
We said that.
They got it. Yeah. The 16 and all that other stuff. Because a lot of shows, like you said, I remember when they made Spawn, the animated series, it went straight to HBO. But the problem is too, when it came down to Boondocks, he went to the network. They didn't want to touch him because of the content he was talking about. See, the thing was,
they have Bill Maher and all them other people on there.
Yeah, but see, you got to remember, this is a young black man, and half the time, not only he checked our community, he made sure he checked the white community. He made sure he always showed. Y'all, I'm going to show some truth of what y'all doing is wrong. I'm going to check my own people, but I'm going to make sure I'm gonna show y'all what y'all do is wrong towards us too. And they ain't like that.
They ain't like that at all. All right, folks, so we tune into Phone Fantasy Radio Uncut right now. We tune into Phone Fantasy Live Uncut. Uncut, with Patrick, CVB, Black Quarter, and all those people that's tuned into right now. Okay, so my thing is this. CVB, when you going to do a show on Phone Fantasy Radio Live?
Anytime you want me, love, I got you.
Yeah, right. You've been talking about that for a whole year. I'm still waiting.
No, I'm serious. I'm ready. I got the free firm. I got you. I'm ready now. But it's time for me to come to Phone Fantasy Live.
You're going to be the first show we produce on Phone Fantasy Radio.
You know, that's when I can turn it to my other person. My boy's not live here and let you know what's really going on.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-oh.
We're
going
to defeat it
off
of Blog Talk Radio, so we
got
to do this on another website.
Sound like a threat. Sound like a threat to me.
No, it ain't no threat, but he definitely goes in, man. You can definitely sit up there and listen to him preach it out. Preach it out as he does. All right, folks. We got 7 minutes. I'm going to go play a song and then we're going to come back and this is a good time for everybody to go get some water. Right, this is the time everybody go get some water. We're going to come back and we're going to say our goodbyes and all that in between. Once again, thanks to CBB, Pastor Brick, Black Reporter, and everybody holding us down on Thursday.
Drinks up, everybody, can you come? Sipping, everybody, good stuff.
baby. Speakers pounding on the pavement, it gon' pop when we make it drop. Hey, yeah, we do the daily. I'm laid back, paid fat, toxic fly. We popping bottles, you can follow, we can play tonight. Everybody getting faded, we gon' do this right. Ain't nothing can save us, we just living a lie. We gon' do it how we do it, steady drinking till we super top back. Over Scott City moving, yeah, we long gone.
Top down, all the way around. Drinks up, yeah, rock.
Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the Super Club Report, Ms. Bush First Charge and Black Reporter. It is now for us to say our goodbyes. So starting down with the line, Stevie B, any shout outs or any goodbyes you'd like to say?
Well, you know, I'm going to shout out to you with Black Reporter first. I'm gonna shout out to my people out there. You know, I always got love for Israel, and those are my people that God said that we in this world, but we not of this world. So you know, please, people, pick up your Bible, pick up a history book, and find out who you really are out there.
And Pastor Brick, any goodbye
and shout out to them? Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my Curvy Magazine family. Also, want to give a shout out to Swag Magazine and. My show, Curvy Love Talk Radio, will be back on the air in October of this year, so look for that. About the topic tonight, I just want to say that it takes a village to raise a child. I believe in that statement. I believe that we all need to live by it. It doesn't take one, it takes two. Each one teach one. And if someone was out there seeing my son doing wrong and, you know, and knows me, I would like to think that, you know, they would steer him in the right direction, just like I would try to do for somebody else's child. So I think it's something we all need to learn from. We need to pull together, and together we can make a change if we don't like what's going on. It takes, you know, it takes a village. We all need to get together and make something happen together. That's all I got to say.
That's what it do. That's what it do. All right, Black Reporter, your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are the same as what I said earlier. The parents have to serve as a foundation. I mean, every house, every building, if you're building a relationship, if you're building a child, it has to start with a foundation. With no solid foundation, it's going to crumble. And that's the basic tenet, you know, the simple theory, and it works. It works with people also, you know. It works with people also. So you got to start with a basic foundation, and you can't be around them 24/7. So we already
know. All right,
folks,
we got our 6 second mark, probably like 30 seconds remaining on the clock right now. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, that called up, that participated in our conversation. As far as the polls go, I'll let you know the results on Tuesday. On Thursday. Remember, Thursday's ladies' night, 9 p.m. The men will be off the air for the next hour, so tune in to ladies'
thank
night
you.
Thursday. Boo! Big sisters. And that's going to be a topic for Thursday. Sensitive ass man. Revisited. All right, folks. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Black Reporter, you want to do us out?
What time there was has ceased to be. This is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go on and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until Thursday, Thursday at 9:30, well, 9 o'clock for me, 10 o'clock for men on the east, and the regular time for everybody else. Y'all stay cool, and we are out.
Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tune in, whether you're a man or a woman, goddammit.